Test 1, 2. Hello, how are we all doing today? Welcome to another episode of Doopy Time. I'm your host, Ian Smith, bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And sitting across from me for the next, how many seconds did you say? Five seconds, I have the undivided attention of Mia and Alexia. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. We were just on Charlie's show.
We just wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
Say this.
We gotta go to bed. Or we would stay longer.
True. Have to wake up for a 9 a.m.
Oh,
SMFA.
Well, I do. Alexia doesn't, but
I don't.
They have work to do, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Busy guys.
Oh, so busy. Fully booked.
So busy. Thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for coming on.
We'll see you. We'll
Unfortunately,
see
you. There wasn't enough money in the budget to have you on for longer.
We get paid by the minute. Okay, right. Bye.
Weren't they delightful? Anyway, you might be wondering about this music. Bye. Nice to see you guys. You might be wondering about this music. Currently playing in the background, because it actually has everything to do with today's theme. This song is called Surfside SEX. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word on the radio, by Patrick Cowley. And it's a fairly, oh, hello again. Oh, I see. Mia left her jacket. Bye. But as I was saying, this song is a good marker, a good starting point for what we're about to get into, because if you are not aware, doopy is a word that means whatever you want it to mean, and doopy time, therefore, by definition, is all the time. So how do we define doopy in this particular moment? Well, today, April 4th, doopy is a noun, and it can be defined as activities of a low moral standing. A synonym for this might be sleaze. So, for today's show, I am going to be playing some of my favorite sleaziest songs. And if you are aware, there's been a kind of a resurgence of what is called indie sleaze, which is kind of like defined loosely as the period between like 2008 and like 2000, like 15, 16. Where a lot of like a very specific type of music was popular in like the New York party scene. A lot of like LCD Sound System, Hot Chip, like Blog House, a lot of like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, MIA. It was a very specific like brand of like independent artists that was kind of a part of the subculture. And I wanted to kind of take it back to that time with some of the songs that I picked. So I picked some early precursors of the indie sleaze kind of genre, as well as some songs straight from the horse's mouth, per se. We've got some great tracks on here, and I really personally don't want to waste any more time. So I will get right into it, starting off with a bit of a throwback, definitely not from the same time period, but I think it would be remiss of me not to play a Grace Jones song when the theme of the show is sleaze, because I really do think she really embodies like that word. So I will be gonna be playing a Grace Jones song in a bit. So, without further ado, put on your American Apparel tennis skirts, smudge that eyeliner, and sweep those bangs to the side of your face, because we're getting sleazy up in here in WMFO. Absolutely disgusting. Just caked in like filth and yeah. Anyway, here's Pull Up to the Bumper by Grace Jones. Let's take a listen. I'll see you in a bit. Thank you.
she asked. Would that be cool? Would that be cool?
Yeah.
Hello again. You just got done listening to Shove It by Santigold featuring Spank Rock. This is one of my, one of my favorite B-sides from the Santigold self-titled album. It's such a good, what a good album. And then before that, we had Smut by Neon Indian, a huge contributor to the sleaziness of the indie sleaze era, especially with his earlier stuff, like, not so much this song, but like, what is it, Psychic Chasms, Eric's, his first two albums are definitely more associated with that, but I like this. I chose this song because it was more like sleazier and title, and I guess, I mean, not necessarily in sound, but whatever. And then of course before that was Pull Up to the Bumper by Grace Jones, and right now you're listening to The Pyramids by Traffic Island, but soon you'll be listening to a song from a indie sleaze staple. What is this? It's gonna play like right now. This is Woo, All Right, Yeah, Uh-huh by The Rapture. Let's take a listen.
Rushing the night like a shark, babe, would it be bad if I had to set the alarm? Cause the thrills that run up my back. You must try, nothing else can leave me off track.
We try.
This is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, reminding you to let loose. Oh, sorry about that. I don't know. Rivendell, I glitched or something. I don't really know what that was. But you just got done listening to Boy from School by Hot Chip. Great song, great band. Yeah, don't have much to really say about them, but I do have a lot to say about this SBT RKT track, Wildfire featuring Little Dragon. Something about that opening like beat is so good to me. I don't know, it feels so right. Anyway, since today is sleaze themed, in case you're just now tuning in, first of all, hello, welcome to Doopy Time. My name is Ian Smith. I'm going to be the DJ for the next 28 minutes. And the theme for today is sleaze, so I've been playing some of my favorite sleazy tracks, specifically from like the indie sleaze era of music, so like late 2000s, early 2010s kind of vibe. So far I've played some some Neon Indian, some Santa Gold, some Hot Chip, like I just said, Grace Jones. So if that sounds like something that you want to listen to, stay tuned. Anyway, since it's sleaze themed, I'm going to read a PSA about dirt. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching and spreading colds and flus. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public message was brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. And I'm going to add an addendum to that. Wash your butt while you're at it. Yeah, really, really get in between there, because I know some of you don't, and I've stepped foot in some of these buildings on campus, especially the bathrooms on campus. Oh my god, you guys, please get in between your cheeks. I'm so serious. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I think I'm gonna move on. This next song is, honestly, I'd be surprised if, like, anyone listening to this right now has, like, heard of this song. It's kind of, not the first thing you think of when you think of, like, indie sleaze or, like, songs from that era, but I still think it's a pretty good song, so I'm gonna, like, fade it in real quick. Yeah, I'll be back in, like, a couple minutes, so let's listen to that song. How about it?
Who took the bomb?
see you later.
You just got done listening to Heartbeats by The Knife. Truly is like this album and like all the other stuff they put out that was like peak indie sleaze bloghouse sound. Don't make me repeat it. Although I suppose its competition would be Decepticon by Le Tigre. I hope I faked some of you out with that. Because I was laughing to myself when I was thinking about how I was going to introduce that song. And I hope it made you laugh too. Yeah. We are now in the final, like, home stretch of my show. How are y'all feeling? How are we all doing? I forgot to ask everyone how they were doing. I usually ask people how they're doing at the start of every set. But I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I called my mom today. That was nice. My dad was also on the line. Got to say hi to both of them. Very nice. Shout out to both of them. I think my mom's listening. I don't know. She hasn't texted me. Usually she listens, but it's possible. She sometimes sleeps through this. It's too late for her. Yeah. What else did I do today? Well, obviously nothing. Nothing like that. Well, I'll think about it. I'll get back to you guys. Something had to have happened. But anyway, I will turn it over to the music now. We have got two songs on this little break, and then we will begin the final song. Up next is this song. A song from actually my childhood. I used to listen to this song a lot as a kid because my dad had it on his iPhone and then I put it on my iPod. So love this song. Here is The Look by Metronomy. Let's take a listen.
You're up, but you'll get down. You're never running from this town. And I think you said you'll never get anything better than this. Cause you're going round in circles. And everyone knows you're trouble.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You just got done listening to Everything's Embarrassing by Sky Ferreira, literally the blueprint for indie sleaze. Nobody is doing it like her. And then, of course, before that, we had D-A-N-C-E by Justice, and then The Look by Metronomy. Unfortunately, I did think of something that I did today. I bought a ticket to a concert, a Raven Lynae concert, and I'm very excited to be going. But other than that, I'm approaching the final couple seconds of my radio show, and I just want to thank you all for listening, accompanying me on this very sleazy hour of doopy time. If you guys like what you hear, tune in next week at same time, same place, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have one more song for you guys that I'm gonna squeeze in here, but yeah, and I'm going to get right to it. Again, my name is Ian Smith, and I hope you've all had a very doopy time. Now, as we look forward to the future of sleaze music, I have one answer for the future of sleaze music, and that song is Dare. Or no, it's Girls by The Dare, which I'm going to turn to right now. Thanks all for listening. See you next week.
I like the girls who do drugs. Girls with cigarettes in the back of the club. Girls that hate cops and bad girls. Girls with no buns. Girls that's mean just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to fuck. That's what's up. Small girls, girls with dicks, call girls, girls who get naked on the grill. They say I'm too fucking horny, wanna put me in a cage. I'll probably fuck a hoe in the wall that got before made. I like girls who pregnant, girls who give it up for land, girls who so fucking kinky that they're bad. I like the girls that do drugs, girls with cigarettes in the back of the club, girls that hate cops and bikers, girls with no buns, girls it's me just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to fuck.
That's what's up.
Hair on their ass, it clogs the drain. I like girls who got degrees, girls on killing sprees. I like girls who got a bone to pick with me. I like the girls that do drugs, girls with cigarettes in the back.